Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question.
I've just turned 25 and I'm still a virgin, which I know is uncommon. I've had boyfriends and I've given and received oral sex, but I'm scared of intercourse. Partly is the fear of getting pregnant, but I'm also scared of bleeding and my partner finding out that I'm a virgin. How can I make my first time easier?
Thank you for your very good questions. You might consider meeting with a counselor or therapist, even if only for one or two sessions, because you mentioned a real fear of getting pregnant in spite of being familiar with effective methods of birth control. A counselor or therapist may be able to suggest some cognitive strategies. Think of them as mind tricks to help you relax. Some people who feel anxious about pregnancy choose to practice multiple methods of birth control. For example, the woman being on the birth control pill and the man using a condom. By using more than one method of contraception, you would have extra protection and would perhaps find it easier to relax about pregnancy risk. As far as the man finding out that you're a virgin, you might ask yourself, so what if he finds out? Though not having had intercourse by age 25 is less common these days, as you mentioned, some women and men choose to wait to have sex until they find the right person, the right relationship, or the right situation. And some people really value this in a partner. There is nothing wrong with not having had vaginal intercourse by age 25. You might find that if you got to know someone well, you could tell them what you told me, that you've had relationships and have been sexual with boyfriends, but that you've waited to have intercourse due to a concern about becoming pregnant when you weren't yet ready to do so. That's completely reasonable, and many people would understand and respect that or might be quite happy with your choice. As for making your first experience of intercourse more comfortable, you could consider masturbating using sex toys to help your vagina learn to stretch to accommodate a penis when you're ready to do so. Some sex toys vibrate and others don't. You can learn more about these types of sex toys, including how to shop for them, use them, and clean them, and because it feels good, a woman's guide to sexual pleasure and satisfaction. If you use sex toys in ways that involve vaginal penetration, then you may be less likely to bleed during intercourse, as sex toy use may help to tear your hymen. A woman's hymen may also be torn through tampon use or fingering, so you may bleed less during intercourse than you imagine as it is. You can also learn more about beginning to be sexual and how to make it more enjoyable through communication, foreplay, and the use of a lubricant in SEX, or The Good Vibrations Guide to Sex. Learn more about these books and others on our website.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenick, sexual health researcher and educator. You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more by visiting our website, where you can also submit questions to be answered on future episodes. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.